I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Getting asylum in any country is a complicated process, and immigration officials take into account lots of things when they're assessing an asylum seeker. In Europe, they're increasingly looking at personal data, data from smartphones, computers, and other electronic devices that migrants bring with them. Immigration advocates worry that in the current climate, with anti-immigration movements sweeping across Europe, that information could be used against asylum seekers. Reporter Morgan Meeker has been following all of this and recently wrote about it for Wired UK Online.
When I was reporting on the refugee crisis in Europe, what I was noticing a lot was wherever I was, whether it was Athens or Berlin or Calais, everybody, asylum seekers who were moving across Europe, were always on their phones. They were enabling them to find out about the routes ahead of them or to contact people smugglers or to stay in touch with families back at home. But as they arrived in countries such as Germany or Denmark or the UK, the data that was carried on their phone was being kind of investigated and used almost against their cases. So if somebody claimed to be in Turkey during a certain date, the immigration agencies could find out whether they were in Turkey using geodata. And if they weren't, they could use that against their asylum application, or it would encourage further investigation.
Right. And is it just kind of like geographic placement where people were at a certain point in their travels? Or is there other information officials can pull out of electronic devices that those migrants bring along with them?
Well, it varies country to country. So last year we saw a few different countries, Denmark included, pass legislation that allowed them to interrogate kind of this mobile phone data. And now it's also being considered in Belgium and Austria as well. The UK and Norway have been doing it for a long time. So, for example, in Denmark, the immigration agencies there were able to request that the police extract all a phone's data. So then they're accessing messages, they're accessing information like where a photo has been taken or where a call has been made from, but also information like what language a phone is being used in case somebody is pretending to speak a different language.
Who is doing all the forensics work to extract the data and information we've been talking about? Is it government agencies, or are they working with private companies?
So this legislation has been enabled by kind of a boom in what's called a mobile forensics industry. So it's quite like a grey area because it's private companies. We don't know much about it, but it really is taking off. Companies like T3K and MSAB are creating programs. They're the ones who are enabling police to extract all this information and then pass it over to the immigration agencies, who can then use it in specific asylum cases.
I mean, when so many migrants enter Europe under the radar, there don't seem to be too many ways to establish factual arrival information other than a person's metadata on their phone. I mean, yeah, there are privacy issues, but really, what options do officials have other than looking at the data on someone's cell phone?
Well, I think, yeah, this is obviously an issue for immigration agencies. A lot of people have said they're very unprepared for the big numbers that arrived into Europe. And I think it was in 2016, the German authority said that 60% of people arrived without any identification documents at all. So they didn't arrive with passports. There was no way to confirm they were who they said they were. And so authorities are increasingly turning to mobile phone data to confirm this. Obviously, it's not infallible. The mistakes can be made. I spoke to somebody who told me a story about one man who said he was in prison during a certain period. And so obviously, because he was in prison, he couldn't access his Facebook. But authorities found that somebody was using his Facebook to comment on photographs. And he said that was his brother. I mean, I don't know whether or not that is correct or not, but it's possible. And so there are kind of like areas of doubt where this information cannot be fully confirmed.
And as far as the privacy issues go, are there activists in the EU who are pushing back against this?
There are activists. In Denmark, Welcome Refugees Denmark were very condemning of asylum seekers being asked for their Facebook passwords, for example. Often because people don't know whether it's okay to say no. I spoke to the Danish authorities and they said they do tell asylum seekers that you have to give your consent, but if you don't consent to us, it can have a negative impact on your asylum application. And so obviously, if you're very desperate to enter the country, you're going to say yes. And I spoke to one man who said exactly that, that he was just so desperate to leave the asylum centre that he was living in and to start his normal life that he just said yes straight away. And now looking back on it, he felt that that was unfair to put him in that position.
Reporter Morgan Meeker speaking with us from our studios at the BBC in London. That'll make you think twice about all the data on your phone.